All right, welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden, and hey, we're getting right into it today. But as always, before we do, hey, if you need help in your career, if you're a director, VP, or an executive that is looking to land a new position quickly, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We've helped over 405 directors, VPs, and executives get hired this year, and I know we can help you as well. So again, if you need help in your career, go to execupgrades.com/podcast. All right, let's get into it. Hey, today, we're talking about something special. We're talking about my new upcoming book, Start Then Optimize. So I'm making a claim right now, okay? You want to know how to get shit done, okay? You make a big claim in front of a lot of people. So here's what I'm doing. I'm working my way through the chapters right now. By Christmas, you will be able to buy this book over on Amazon, and I'm going to get the Audible up for you shortly after that. So hey, save the date, December, before December 25th, Start Then Optimize. Hey, that's a good way to get started, man. When you make a claim, right? When you make a claim on Facebook, man, like, I'm going to lose this much weight. I'm finally going to get the job and money I deserve, right? I'm finally going to get in the best shape of my life. I'm finally going to, whatever it is, right? Then you're forced to do it, man, because everyone's counting on you because you made that claim. So today, hey, I want to talk about this upcoming book, Start Then Optimize, and really I want to start with the inspiration behind it. Because so many people want to kick the damn can down the road. Kick the can down the road. I'll do it next week. Hey, I'll start investing when I have money, when I'm well off or rich, right? What do you tell yourself? What's one thing in your life right now that you know you should be doing, that you actually want to achieve, but you just haven't started yet? Why? Right? I think about all the challenging times in college, in business, every time I've overthinked, right? Or wanted everything to be perfect. That's exactly why I'm writing this book. Hey, how can we start where we are, then optimize, and then achieve what we need to do? Because so many, well, we'll actually get into that. But the biggest thing behind the book is how to take action and how that will drastically transform your life. So many people I talk to, man, you know, just one situation. So many people I talk to want a better job, want more money, want to make a bigger impact, want to do all these things, right? And then they'll have a conversation with us and say, you know what? I've been doing it for 6 months. I know I don't have a job yet. I'm not making the impact I have. You know, I hate my job, but I'm going to try it on my own for a little bit more. That, like, what hasn't been working? We self-sabotage our own selves, right? So I just encourage you, if you're struggling with anything in your life, getting your finances straight, fighting with your spouse, business, career, whatever, and it's been a while, guys, you might just need to get some help. It's the ultimate hack to life. So that's my inspiration for this book. I know so many people out there know what they need to do, but they just haven't started. How many of you guys with diet and exercise, it's like, what is the best diet? Is it paleo? Is it this? Is it this? Most of the time, it's the one that you make work. What's the best CRM? All my business leaders out there, right? What is the best CRM? It's the one that you utilize and can actually make work, right? So this book is going to show you how to remove the self-sabotage that you currently do in your everyday life, which prevents you from living up to your full potential, which is one of the only purposes of life, right? How can I become the best, you know, version of myself for my family, for my community, for my business unit? And if that doesn't inspire you, you on the wrong podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so hey, really, what does this mean? Okay, what does Start Then Optimize mean? I'm going to give you an example. When most people, okay, sorry, I got the snifflies here, okay? Most people, when they want to start on their fitness journey, right? My ladies out there, right? I gotta wait till my cute Lululemon outfits come in, right? Because you gotta look perfect when you go to the gym, right? I gotta wait till I get my perfect running shoes, the expensive Garmin watch. So many people out there are trying to optimize and plan and overplan, and they actually never get started. It's wild, right? I did the same thing earlier. I did the same thing. You know how long it took thinking about it before I started my first business, right? I was thinking about it for 9 months. I was planning, I was doing this, I was planning, and I was planning some more, and I was planning. Man, I spent a lot of time kind of just planning the same thing over and over, and I didn't do the most important thing, which is actually start. Contrary to popular belief, most people think they need this detailed plan before they start doing something. And don't get me wrong, I'm a military guy and a business guy. You definitely need a plan. But the plan doesn't need to be perfect. The plan just needs to be, right? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Okay? Step two is, hey, before I overwhelm myself for all the details, let me go ahead and get started. Hey, you know what? I want to run a marathon. Great. Put on some shoes. Let's go on a run. Let's just run a couple miles, right? Then let's do some research on finding some best shoes or what have you. So many people get stuck on this starting thing, and they're putting so much emphasis on like the optimization or the plan. What do you think people struggle with more, planning or execution? Hey, shoot me an email at tim@execupgrades.com. What do you think most people struggle with, planning or actually the execution part? You know the answer. Okay. Inside this book, hey, we're going to go over the power of consistency. Of course, we're going to talk about self-discipline, turning adversity into advantage. Okay. And more topics that I know are going to help you in your personal and professional life. Wouldn't it be nice to have that's why most people struggle, right, with getting started. They don't have a process. And when you don't have a process with anything in life, how could you possibly be successful? How could you possibly be successful? This book is for professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners who want to get more SHIT done and not stand in their own way. Because we all deal, at one point or another, have dealt with needing to build discipline, problems reaching our goals, and problems overcoming procrastination. Imagine right now, what if you never overthought anything? It's crazy, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, we recently had our first little mastermind event for a couple entrepreneurs, right? And I ended up working with some of them. You know, I have an 18-year-old kid who's been in business for 2 years that when I tell him to do something, it's done in like 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, we met. I'm helping him grow his business a little bit, right? And I'm like, hey, do this, 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 and this, and I'll see you next week. Literally a couple hours later, he was like, hey, all that's done. What can I do now? Man, and I'm just like, I know this kid is going to be so successful in life because he doesn't overthink it. He knows it doesn't have to be freaking perfect. He does put forth his full effort though, okay? And then number one, he knows that action trumps all. So many people struggle on like the concept of idea to execution. Don't live a life of regret. Man, I think back in what would my military career would have been like if I wasn't afraid? If I wasn't afraid of challenges, right? If I actually got started on some of those goals. Man, I look back and I had huge aspirations. Now, hey, I had a successful military career. I believed to be successful. Hey, I never got in trouble or never got caught. Haha, right? I got Soldier of the Year. I got a lot of good awards. But when I look back, I was like, man, I should have been a better leader for people in recruiting. I did well in recruiting, but you know, had I applied myself more, I could have transformed the life of more people. Hey, if I would have got better at fitness and taken that more seriously in the military, because I actually didn't take fitness seriously until recently, wow, that would have made for a much more impactful military career. So your options are basically figure out why we're not doing the things that we know to lead to, you know, move our life forward in a positive direction and become a better version of ourselves, or sit every day and complain about it, or like me, think about the regret. I've spoken many times about regret, and you only get one life, right? So living a life of abundance and pushing yourself every day is important, you know? And just remember, the harder things are, maybe that's why you're like preventing yourself from doing it. I go deep on this in the book. But one of the reasons you're probably combating something or not taking action is you're either scared of something or you think it's going to be hard. But remember, what do you think overcoming hard things are going to lead to in your life? What do you think having courage in the face of fear or when you're scared? The harder things you overcome, the more resilience you're going to have, or the bigger the payoff. You know, I always listen to Alex Ramosi. He was like, hey, if you wanted to make a guy very strong, strong-willed, strong physical body, what would you put that person through? If you wanted to teach someone patience, right? What would you give them everything they wanted immediately? Probably not. So remember, getting things in life is not easy, right? You typically have to overcome hard things, but here's what I know. If you put 1 foot forward every single day and stop overthinking it, you might achieve it. One of the most vivid memories that I have that I can share with you, you know, is not even starting, it's in the middle of it. Because not only do you have doubts at the beginning, you have doubts during the middle too, right? Some of you I've shared this story with. I was training to become an officer in the Army, and I had a 6-mile road march, which really isn't even that long. A road march is whenever you have all of your equipment on, it's early in the morning, it's cold, etc., right? It was 3 miles out and 3 miles back. Not a big deal, right? I've been on road marches way more than that. And then I got halfway done and I was like, man, it's cold outside. I'm 35, 34, 33, something at the time, training to become an officer with all these 18-year-old kids. What am I doing here? Oh my God, oh my God. And I finally just said, man, my head's going down. I'm looking at the ground while I'm walking. Then I finally said just internally, like, pick your damn head up. Put 1 foot in front of the other. So if you think this whole like doubt and fear thing, you know, that just doesn't go away when you get started. You're likely to have that. But what's the reverse, right? Consistency probably changed my life 2 years ago. One of the huge mistakes I made, right, earlier in my life on this whole start and optimize approach, right, was what I did was I would set a goal, rough through it and achieve it, and then not set another goal. Meaning, let me give you an example. I'd have a physical fitness assessment for the military. I would train leading up to the goal. As soon as I was done, hey, let's go have some beers. Let's have some pizza, right? And I was back at losing everything that I worked hard for. The hack to goal setting is when you're about to achieve a goal, you think about another goal. But these are things I have to remind myself every day. I'm saying these words now and I'm like, man, there's so many goals I recently achieved and I didn't set another goal. So this is always a work in progress. You also have to understand too, it's never going to be perfect. Okay? But when do you actually refine? A lot of people trying to refine a process or doing something before they even started. Refinement is really, hey, I started, I did it, I completed it. Next time I do it, then we can refine. We have so many people that are procrastinators out there that want to kick the can down the road for one reason or another. You can't do that to live a successful life. But one of the things I want to do on this podcast too, and in this book, is talk about how the military helped shape my mindset. So hey, maybe I have a leg up, maybe I don't. Maybe being in the military, overcoming a sickness, everyone. Maybe being in the military, right, I learned a little bit more discipline than you. Maybe I have a little bit more leadership skills. Maybe I have a little bit more resilience. Maybe. But I tell you what, when I didn't have an option in the military, that makes achieving something very easy. Doesn't that make sense? Okay. When you give yourself an option to quit or not get started, it's really hard to overcome that. So in the military, how did I learn discipline? How did I learn these things? I didn't have an option. I had to be somewhere. I had to do the thing, period, end of story. If not, I had really bad repercussions. And most people in life, they don't have to ever deal with that, right? It's a very laxed and chill environment. What I need you to realize is that this is your damn life, okay? And if you don't take action to achieve goals you have set forth, it's not going to be a good one. Well, it may be a good one, but not as great one like I know everyone wants, right? You know, does anyone want a mediocre life? Probably not. So, optimization. Optimization and refinement, as we talked about, happens after you start doing something, not before. So don't wait until you have the best plan with all every single course of action, everything that could go wrong before you start doing something. I assure you, if you can start taking action to improve one area of your life, even though you don't have everything figured out, you will live a drastically better life. But the really big important on why most people don't get started, it's my chapter one. They don't define why they really want to do that or why that's really important to them. And if there's not a why behind it, it doesn't matter. Okay? This is huge if you're in sales as well. If there's not a reason, then it doesn't matter. Shouldn't everyone be in shape and be healthy? Absolutely, right? I think we can all agree on that. Hey, what shouldn't everyone have some finances set aside and be responsible with their money, right? I could go on and on with these. Of course. Well, why don't they? They don't have a strong enough reason. But I love when people don't have an option, because then they're forced to make it happen. When I started my first business, and hey, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make this the Tim Madden show, right? But when I started my first business, guys, I left, I had no money. I had a couple $1,000s and a couple credit cards. I quit my corporate job. I didn't have some big cushion. And I said, hey, I'm going out there and I am freaking making it happen against all costs. Most people are working, you know, about to work with one guy who's been working a corporate job while trying to start a business for 2 years. Oh, I got to make sure I do things right and all of this. And I have a family to provide for. Man, if you have a family to provide for, you have to make this happen then, right? So are you setting yourself up for success? Are you negotiating with your mind? These are things that I'm excited to share with you in my next upcoming book, Start Then Optimize. So hey, I know that this book is going to improve the quality of your life, whether it's working out, health, fitness, business, etc. So definitely stay tuned on the Success by Design podcast for around Christmas time and pick up your copy of Start Then Optimize so that you cannot stand in your own way. Start taking action, refine it, and totally transform the trajectory of your life. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.